So I'm on Brighton's Royal Mile, which is New Road, just before all the flyering is about to start and the children's parade has ended. And I've just bumped into two T-shirts and I recognise the show from the flyer. It's Would Like to Meet. It's a new play by Christine Kemple and Hilary Handel. Are you Christine and Hilary here now?
We are not.
You're not, you see. So you are.
I am Sophie Dearlove.
Of course you are.
And I'm Laura Tindall.
I've just recognised Sophie. I didn't recognise you with your makeup on. There you are. So, first of all, just give us the sort of lowdown on the piece.
So, it's a brilliantly funny play with some true stories about dating disasters, which many of us will be familiar with, and integrated with some fictional stories of friendship, love and laughter.
Okay, and so how did you guys get to be in this? Was it classic audition or you fell in love with it? What's the story behind it?
So we did audition. We didn't know each other before the show. And it's with us two lovely ladies and two very funny gentlemen. So we auditioned back in December and we did a run at the Rialto in February, which sold out. So for all of you that missed out on tickets then, now's your chance to get one at the latest music bar.
And so, Sophie, you played in different venues in Brighton as well as outside. Now the Rialto is a very different theatre to the latest music bar, which is more of a cabaret feel space. So how have you had to change the way it's done in that space?
Well, actually, when we did it at the Rialto, we did do it in a cabaret style. So it is much more, I would say, of a cabaret show than a traditional play. So it is a kind of come along with your friends, have a few drinks, sit at a table together and just have a really good fun night.
So is the fourth wall up or down in this one?
I would say that there is the traditional play storyline there about two best friends, but interjected within that are these dating stories where the fourth wall disappears, we address the audience, look for them for sympathy, for laughter, for comfort and support. So it's got a bit of everything, which is a really nice kind of fun feel to it, fast paced, but the storyline is there to get involved with as well.
I guess your audience, a lot of them will relate to the material.
I think so. I think a lot of people have been in a position where they're single, looking for love, or they're married, looking for different love. And so we try and touch upon all those stories, and it's very relatable for women and men. And most importantly of all, it should make you smile.
Have the writers changed the script over the time that it's been on with feedback from the audience and how it's gone?
Yeah, so it started as a rehearsed reading back in September. And then our first run in February, obviously, which was a sellout pool.
Just in case Paul needed to know.
That obviously had feedback. And then we've had to, or the writers, Christine and Hilary, have had to shorten the piece for The Fringe, which has mean it's just been kind of nipped and tucked. And hopefully it's even quicker and even funnier than it was in February.
Were they in the rehearsal room?
Sometimes.
Yeah, and what was that like?
Well, Paul, it was very nice, always.
No problems, were there?
Absolutely none, Paul. I think having a writer and a director is tip-top.
Okay. You've just changed your whole body language this then. Come on, just give me a few insights. This isn't investigative journalism, it's theatre-making.
Well, I think it's always difficult because it is new writing. So a lot of people are very passionate about it. And as are we now, because we've become a real Would Like to Meet team. And we're very close friends. So there's obviously going to be times when someone has maybe a different opinion, a writer, a director, an actor. But we've worked through it and I think the piece is better for it.
And so now when you, say, perform, well, you're going to be performing a bit later in The Fringe, how do you build up to claiming the latest as the venue for this show? I mean, do you do just a dress rehearsal? Do you do the classic, we close our eyes and we feel the corners of it? I mean, is there a way that you gain the space?
I think with the nature of the piece and the nature of the cast and it being comedy, we have to be able to go into any space and go, yeah, we can do this. This play particularly is quite interesting for us. We never leave the stage. All of us are on stage all the time. Not obviously speaking all together, but to give that real sense of, you know, we're here, there's things happening in the background, swiping away on Tinder. So as long as we can fit our four stalls in there and address the audience when we need to, we're pretty confident we'll be fine.
Stanislavski question. Did you do dating?
Do you know what? I did dating so long ago, Paul. But I like to say, never say never, that I won't do it again.
But you didn't do it as part of your preparation for the character.
I haven't, but I think there's still time. Yeah. 22nd of May it starts. I've got time to date.
You get the award, both of you, for giving me the funniest looks as an interviewer. But Would Like to Meet is happening on the 22nd to the 25th of May at the Latest Music Bar. So check it out. Thank you.